FM.
You may know him from The Bachelorette and Bachelor in Paradise. His name's Paddy Collier. We know him because he was the topless waiter at our shenanigans party. Yes. So he's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
We were devastated to hear that he has been stabbed. Paddy joins us. You all right, mate?
Hello. Good morning, guys. You're right.
Oh, Paddy. Where are you, mate? Are you still in hospital or you're out?
No, I'm out, mate. I'm out. I'm getting taken care of my beautiful mother.
Oh, mum, like anyone does when they get stabbed, run straight home to mum.
You go straight up to mum. So, Paddy, talk us through what happened. We understand you were working at a function in Para Hills on Saturday night, and then what happened that led to the stabbing?
Right, so a bit of a long story short. So, yeah, I got booked to late nurse for a topless waiter at a 60th family birthday. I went down. Atmosphere was good, the vibes were good, everyone was laughing, getting around each other. You know, I was dancing with the lady that was her 60th birthday. There was uncles there, aunties there, kids there. So, yeah, it was good vibes. And then there was an altercation between a man and a woman over a little argument. And I was kind of next to that. And I basically, long story short, stuck up for this woman. The next minute, I knew that I was just in a bit of a pool of blood. I walked off. I didn't actually know that I'd been stabbed. Someone actually screamed out, "Oh my God, Paddy, you've been stabbed." I just kind of started seeing stars and felt a little bit faint. And, this lady took her scarf off and put it around my waist and kind of tied the knot. That wasn't holding the blood in. It was still coming out. And then did something else. And before I knew it, the cops were there. I was rushed to hospital in the ambulance.
Jeez. Oh,
and what was the damage once the doctors had a chance to assess the wound?
So I've got broken ribs. I've got severe bruising and obviously stitches for the wound.
So, mate, you were hired as a topless waiter for the 60th birthday. So you were dancing with the lady whose 60th birthday it was. Were you topless at the time?
I was topless at the time, so I didn't actually realise I got stabbed. I just kind of jumped in for this woman. Obviously, no woman should be put through that kind of situation, especially in front of her kids.
You're a hero, Paddy.
Yeah, well done, mate.
You put your life at risk. Did you, when you looked down and saw the blood spilling out, did you think that you were going to die?
You know what? I was just in shock. I didn't actually know what to think. It was just a lot of blood. Like, it was a lot of blood. So I didn't really know what to think. I was just in shock. I sat down and I felt a little bit faint. I think I was in and out a few times. I was just, ambulance came and that was it. I got taken to hospital. I think I fainted in the ambulance. I'm not too sure.
So did two of the nurses with your reek.
Yeah, well, lucky enough, that's what the surgeon said. He goes, "I think you're going to be all right, seeing as the rig you've got." And I said, "Thanks, mate."
The muscle kind of resisted a bit, mate. Maybe the abs saved your life.
Maybe the obliques, saved my life.
There you go. Well done, mate. Well done.
I do want to obviously say one thing. This isn't all about clout. This isn't about media attention for me. This is about the story came out and it was Paddy got stabbed at a party. And that's not what I wanted this story to be known for. You know, there was a lot more to it. It was obviously me standing up for a woman, me jumping in front of that, and then obviously the repercussions of me in hospital with, stab wounds and stuff like that. So it's not about clout, it's nothing like that. It's just, or even my best mates thought, reading that story, it did not sound right. You know what I mean? Like someone being stabbed.
Well, it's been good that you've been able to tell the story here on SAFM, mate. We thank you for what you did. And a topless waiter gets stabbed whilst hosting a party, entertaining a 60-year-old female's birthday. It's a hell of a complicated work cover issue, isn't it? We wish you luck.
And a 23-year-old man in court. So we'll let that play out. Paddy, thank you very
much. See you, buddy.
And we look forward to seeing you at our next
worries,
function.
Guys. All right. Thanks for all the support and the messages. Cheers.
All right. Thanks, Paddy. Beck, Cozzy and Lebo. SAFM.